This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Another fun day of crazy leftism upon us. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Crazy, crazy stuff, man. Democrats, if you've noticed, and it may have gone unnoticed on you because they're very sneaky about how they do things, but they've stopped demanding that we stop discussing the big cheat. Yeah, they've moved past that. And the only reason why I bring it up is because, remember, when the election first ended, boy, it was the big, you can't say voter fraud, you can't say vote, but they've got it suppressed. Go on social media, say voter fraud, boom, you're banned. You're on suspension, whatever. So they've pretty much put a cap on it. Everybody knows Biden did not get six whatever number of millions of votes more than Obama. It's an impossibility, but we can't even talk about it except on shows like this. But they will shadow ban this show. Me mentioning this means the show doesn't get distributed. It's that simple. Now, you can change that. You can say, I'm going to send it to my email friends or whatever. But if you think that me speaking the truth and look, you come on this show, you enjoy it. There's a reason why you enjoy it. I don't know what it is. I mean, I'm just saying there could be lots of reasons. I'm not trying to be self-deprecating. Like, I don't know why you come here and listen to me. I'm just stupid. No, I give you the truth. But I'm saying, I don't know why. Is it my voice? Is it my sexy demeanor? I don't know, man. Maybe it's the information. Maybe it's the information we provide. Maybe it's the fun you have on. I don't know. But here's what I do know. A lot of people would like the show, just like you. Millions, in fact. I believe more people would listen to my show than some of the bigger name people who have a much larger distribution. But you know why they get their shows distributed? Because they won't say that Donald Trump was cheated. They won't tell you about the farce of leftism. They won't talk about these critical issues that I think impact you. And if they don't impact you directly, they do indirectly to your kids or your grandkids, uncles, cousins, nieces, nephews, whatever. The aunts, sorry, I got to be even with this stuff. Or your transgender friends, whatever. These are issues that are important because they're important to humans. So discussing the big cheat should not be taboo. It should be, you know what, out of curiosity, how do you explain to me how Biden is this much more popular than Barack Obama? I think that's a legit question to any leftist. If I were going on The View, I would say, look, y'all can talk about this election any way you want, but you're going to have a tough time convincing me and your audience, too, if they're being real, if they're keeping it real, you have a tough time convincing them that Joe Biden is X number of million votes more popular than Barack Obama in 2008. Let's look at the evidence. Anybody want to look at an Obama rally? You know, this is common sense. And it isn't, how dare you? You know, look at the numbers. I am looking at the numbers. This is what makes me take pause. But they've moved past this big cheat. And now they want to move past the president being a dictator. If he issues a lot of executive orders or, you know, because Trump was a dictator, right? He was the guy that was going to crush everybody's spirits. If he gets in, he's going to push the button. He's going to, women will lose their uteruses and a host of others. Is it uteri? I don't know. But you're going to lose everything. And life, as you know, it would change. Black people would be back on plantations. Hispanics would be all deported. I don't care if you're illegal. You're going to Mexico. You know, women would all be barefoot and pregnant, except they wouldn't have uteri or uteruses or whatever it's called. You get what I'm saying? It was all going to fall. The stock market would fall. The housing market would fall. Everything was going to go to hell in a handbasket because Trump was a dictator. Hitler. That's what they warned us about. Dictator who didn't impose the Insurrection Act, who didn't fight going down to the death for his presidency, and he let a brain-dead moron take over. And in order to continue this idea of being a dictator, Palm Beach, the city of Palm Beach now wants to evict Trump. I want you to imagine this. You're a city and you want to run a president out of your town. What do you think that says to the rest of the citizens? It's like I say to Kevin Sorbo all the time, Hollywood kicked out a hunk. What do you think they would do to ugly people? Shoot. Most places in America would relish the idea of having a president in its midst. A hassle? Yeah. Traffic issues, you know, whatever, Secret Service stuff. You know when he's coming, you know, things like that. Yeah. A hassle, but it's a good hassle. Home of the president. The president is here. Donald Trump was just another billionaire in Palm Beach until he became president. You think they'd be celebrating this? No, 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 no. And, you know, unless the guy was a brain dead moron like Biden or a useless piker like Obama, I could see you not wanting either of those clowns in your city. But even then, you still got to, politics aside, you have to say, let's just, you know, we got a president in our midst. I mean, I'm talking about Obama right now. But Trump, man, bring him to my community. That's like a big party every time the dude goes out. If he decides, if you become friends with him and he says, yeah, let's have a party at Kevin's house or let's throw together a gathering, let's have a gala, let's have a fundraiser, done. Well, what's going on with it? That's what I'm trying to help you figure out. Why would Palm Beach issue a letter saying, we want him out, man, Mar-a-Lago is famous for one reason and one reason only. It's famous because of Donald Trump. I'm not saying it wasn't a great place. I've been there. It's a spectacular place. But as far as resorts goes, it is not the end-all be-all. It's okay. There are better resorts. The reason why people know it, why it's iconic, why all the values of homes and stuff have gone up is because of Donald J. Trump. The reason why Palm Beach is on the map, is one of the toniest places to live. It was good before Trump, but it is better with Trump. No question about it. But the media and Palm Beach, there, all these people are in cahoots because they got to make Trump look like a pariah. They have to make you believe nobody wants him, not even his hometown. Let me give you a little reminder. When Trump left the White House unceremoniously, he went home. Where did Obama go? Did he go back to Chicago? No. You think Delaware is going to want Joe Biden back when he's done with his clownery? I don't think so. Let's talk about it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Attention, this is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Want to dominate the stock market in 2021? Looking for higher profit potential? With the COVID vaccines, the shifting political landscape, and a new year, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how. Make 2021 your year. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Democrats must stop Trump, but they don't do anything about Biden. Trump was a dictator. He issued 6 executive orders in his first 10 days. Biden issued 20. Biden's up to 52 executive orders in 20 days. Things that essentially go around the executive order was meant to be an executive order, something that in the event of an emergency, the president has to respond. Joe Biden has issued 52 in 20 days. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com is where you can find out more about us. No discussion of Joe Biden being a dictator. 52 executive orders in 20 days. Probably more than all the presidents have issued in their entire presidencies. I don't know that there's any president that's issued that many executive orders. And we already know that it's all to undo what Trump did, which of course was a benefit to the country. So why is he doing it? And why is there no discussion of Joe Biden being a dictator? Now, I said earlier, they have to make Trump a pariah. Trump is, they're saying, Palm Beach wants him out of there. No, they don't. Palm Beach, some leader in Palm Beach, and I use my finger quotes, has been directed to act as if you want Trump gone. Why? Because it'll look good for us in the media. Nobody wants him.
Let me ask you this. How many people, how many locations do you think would say, if Palm Beach doesn't want him, West Palm doesn't want him, we'll take him? How many jurisdictions do you think? How many of them would say, you know what, bring Biden in? How many of them want Obama, legitimately want him? Let me tell you, the people in the south side of Chicago, on the south side of Chicago, did not want Obama's library. Hawaii, they tried to name a part of the beach after him. They didn't want it. These are liberal areas, folks, and they don't want them. You can bet your butt that people want Donald Trump in their midst. They want to hang out with him. They're all over the country. This guy is canonized. But they want you to believe nobody wants him. They also wanted you to believe he was a dictator. Look at his record compared to Biden's right now. Look at it over the entire presidency. Biden has issued more executive orders. He has been more of a dictator than Donald Trump could ever even dream of being. And yet, there's been no discussion on the left of Biden being a dictator. There have been a couple of Democrats that said, hey, you need to pump the brakes a little bit on that Captain Demento. Come on, what are you doing? You're making us look bad. But they got it covered. Why is there no discussion of Biden being a dictator by the Republicans? Why aren't the Republicans going, what's up with all these executive orders? Holy cow, you accuse Trump of being a dictator. What about this guy, Captain Demento, brain dead moron, who's been issuing nothing but executive orders, going around us, what all the things that Congress should be mad about, right? Including the Democrats. Why is he doing all this? He's not checking with us on this. He's just unilaterally doing these things. Nobody's saying much, are they? Why is there no discussion of impeaching Biden? Joe Biden entered the presidency with more skeletons in his closet than anybody on the planet. And there's not been a single discussion, meaningful discussion that says, wait a minute, we have a guy that's compromised on every continent outside of Antarctica. He's got ties to China. I'm not talking about, well, he went there a couple times and there's a potential business deal. He went there to look at potentially building a resort or a building, but he declined to do it. We're not talking about what Trump did in Russia. He's a businessman looking to put up resorts, and if he thinks there's money there, he should go. There's nothing like that. Joe Biden has no business. The business of Joe Biden is politics. And yet there's no discussion about it. Direct ties to China, considered one of our biggest threats. His biggest ally, Mitt Romney the Rhino, Mitt Romney, whatever. Try saying that quick a few times. This clown said China is a huge threat. Russia was a huge threat. And now he's in bed with Biden. China ties. Directly to Chinese spies, Russian ties, Ukrainian ties. Not a single word about impeaching. His son is so tied up into these businesses. And what are we talking about? Oh, he got a $2 million book deal. Don't even get me started on a crackhead getting a $2 million book deal. How do you think that came to be? He's a sexual harasser of women. He's a creepy dude who would be considered, he'd be on a pedophile watch list and at the very least a sex predator watch list if it weren't for the fact that the Democrats needed a stooge to put into place and he happened to be the best one. And let me tell you, just on that point, the Democrats are saying to America and to the world, you know what, we're so much in control, we can put a brain-dead moron in the presidency, and the country of America can do nothing about it. Isn't it funny how things work when you control the media, you control social media, you have so much dirt, so much black book on people that they can do nothing. And that's where we are. These people have got, they know every bit of dirt. Barack Obama said it when he left office, and Maxine Waters alluded to it. Barack Obama's got a great big database, and he, in that database, he has everything, and you have no idea what he could do after the fact. And Barack Obama is the dirty dealing president of this country. right now. And you want to know how he did it? He took all that NSA data, the same way he got elected to this House, the same way he got elected to the Senate, and the same way he got elected to the presidency, and he is using that data against whomever. Nobody is safe. Don't think, look, we can win a few battles in the courts. Trump gave us the courts. They got dirt on everybody. If they want to get to somebody, they can get to them. And even people like Clapper know, if you live the squeaky clean life like Justice Brett Kavanaugh, they can still get to you. They can create a folder, a file on you, an electronic file, and make it look like you are the worst, that you're worse than Hitler, if they choose to do it. Republicans continually skirt their responsibilities because the same thing that was going on with Trump that we should be doing to Biden. It should be a relentless attack against him, and here's why. He deserves it. Trump didn't deserve the relentless attack that went on him. Joe Biden is getting a pass in comparison to Donald Trump. You guys know it. I don't have to convince you of this. I want you just to flip the script and say that one of Trump's kids had ties to China, Russia, Ukraine, and Trump was a real sexual harasser of women. His son was not only a drug addict, but he was also a sex addict. Had left his laptop wherever, blah, blah, blah. Do you think that the media would not be reporting about it? They'd be on him like ugly on Mickey, what's her name? Whoopi Goldberg. I was going to say Mickey Goldberg. Short break. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Attention business owners, body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
First-time unemployment jobless claims are falling for a fourth straight week as the previous week's total was revised higher. The Labor Department reporting 793,000 Americans filed first-time claims last week. Those numbers out as President Biden is continuing to push his $1.9 trillion COVID-19 relief bill. Regarding that relief plan, Michael Strain is a director of economic policy studies at AEI. He tells CNBC,
there are a lot of things that this bill spends money on that would actually set the recovery back.
The unemployment benefit checks, for example, would hold the recovery back while also costing a lot of money. The direct checks to households won't help the recovery, but will also add considerably to the size of the bills.
And the impeachment trial of former President Trump continues in the Senate. USA Radio News. For 154 days last year, a man was in and out of Boston hospitals fighting a losing battle with COVID-19. He did not survive, but researchers say his rare case could help them better understand how the virus mutates. The man, whose identity was not released, was first diagnosed in the spring of 2020. Dr. Jonathan Lee is an infectious disease specialist at Harvard Medical School.
This particular case is, in retrospect, a harbinger of what was to come. And I think that it just goes to show that we need to do a better job of monitoring the spread of these variants, and that only by looking for these variants will we be able to detect it. And that it's something that I think we haven't done as well up to now.
That audio, courtesy of CBS News. The national anthem is back on for Mavericks games in Dallas. The NBA issuing a statement saying it's league policy for all teams to play the anthem. This is USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I said earlier that the Democrats essentially have said to the world, to America, we are so strong and so powerful, so cocky, that we can put a brain-dead moron like Joe Biden into the White House, and there's nothing you can do about it. And in fact, if we want to enlist the world to fight against America, we'll do it. We'll do it in your face, America. You American taxpayers, you think you're in control, people? You think you can follow this Constitution? We will pick your Constitution apart, and we will leave it bloody in the streets. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson. Woo! We're going to have a fun show today. How's that for some symbolism? The Constitution looking like a chicken. You know, it's got its wings, you know, beat up and got run over by a car. Oh, man. Sadly, that's what's happened to the Constitution. It's been run over by the car. Look, I got an article here that was written in Zero Hedge, and they're talking about H.R. 1. And here's what it reads. H.R. 1 packs into one 791-page bill every bad idea about how to run elections and mandates that the states must adopt. The very things that made the election of 2020 a mess. It includes all of the greatest hits of 2020, mandatory mail ballots, ballots without postmarks, late ballots and voting in precincts where you don't live. It includes so many bad ideas that no publication is satisfactory space to cover them all. The Senate bill, S1, might be even worse. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson to you, listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. It goes on to say this. These bills rearrange the relationship between the states and the federal government. Forget the 10th Amendment. States' rights, my butt. You got no rights. He goes on to read, the Constitution presumes that states regulate their own elections. But the Constitution has a big but in what is called the Elections Clause. The Constitution says, but the Congress may at any time by law make or alter such regulations. Now, for over 200 years, Congress rarely used this power. After all, the power was put in the Constitution only to prevent the states from suffocating the federal government out of existence by never holding federal elections. That's what it was for. But guess what? The Democrats look at everything written in the Constitution and they parse it and they say, oh no, we can take federal control over this. And he goes on to write, do not assume that these bills will stall and wither in the process. This part was most ominous to me. They are named H.R. 1 and S1 for a reason. The bills are the top priority of the newly empowered Democrats in Congress. They want to take away states' rights, bring it to the federal level, because they've got everything in play except the Supreme Court. And we don't even know that we have the Supreme Court. Let's just be honest. What do they have on all these people? Justice Roberts is compromised. I don't know how. You know, I'm not trying to be conspiratorial, but something's up with the guy. They go on to write, dissatisfied with the effectiveness of the last federal mandate, 1993's motor voter law, H.R. 1 dispenses with the idea that Americans should affirmatively register to vote. In 2020, states such as Nevada, New Jersey sent ballots through the mail to anyone on the registration list despite having voter rolls full of errors. The Public Interest Legal Foundation documented thousands of ineligible registrations in Nevada alone that received mail-in ballots. Some were sent to vacant lots, abandoned mines, casinos, even liquor stores. States would also be blocked by H.R. 1 from signature verification procedures. Folks, do you understand what's going on here? They are wanting to take away your vote. They want a vote to become like, you've been to big cities, you see litter on the ground, or you ever opened up a magazine and I forget what they call them, but all the little advertisements fall out because they've made it to where you have to look at it because it's going to fall out or it's going to, you know, you're going to open up to that particular page. That's essentially what your vote has become. So watered down. And let me tell you what's next. Australia, because it's already happened there. Mandatory voting. You'll get a fine if you don't vote, and then you're done. Because now you got all these kids, people that have never lived life, who are going to be indoctrinated, and they will vote the way the Democrats tell them. And oh, by the way, as a failsafe, we got Dominion. This is where we are. It prohibits state. It just says H.R. 1 rigs the system for any lawsuits challenging the constitutionality of the law. All lawsuits can only be filed in one court, the federal court in the District of Columbia. All opposition must be consolidated into one brief and with only one attorney being able to argue the merits. It also grants automatic intervention to any legislators who want to join in the fight against the lone opposition. I mean, these are people who are essentially setting the rules and saying the rules will favor us whether you like it or not. It prohibits states from conducting list maintenance on voter rolls. That means dead wood and obsolete registrations would stack up. So you think it's bad when there's 103% of registered voters, etc. Wait till it's 180, 260%. What do you think the Democrats want to do with these votes? They want to manufacture them, and they've got a process in place that says you can't question the machines that we use or anything. So what's going to happen to the election? Are you going to vote when you finally realize it doesn't matter? See, you're close to that now. Most of us are already going, you know, I don't know that it really matters. We're willing to give it a few more elections. But what happens when you know, when you have somebody that's of rock star status, like Donald Trump was, and they don't get elected? What happens when the next one happens? You're going to eventually go, this isn't working. I think there's solutions to it. Don't get me wrong. I think it's an interesting thing for us if we decide to think differently about it. So, for example, we say, fine, do it. And then you know what we start doing? Stuffing ballots. Doing all the things that we know what these clowns are going to do. You say, okay, you want to play this game? Give me my rubber gloves. Give me my stamps. Give me my computerized ballots. We can do it too. You want to make your ballots in China? We'll make ours in Malaysia. And you know what we'll have? We'll have elections that have 560 million Americans voting when we know there's only 330 million Americans total and only 150 million of them should be voting. Let's play the game. How many votes do you think should come out of, oh, well, Chicago's got 2.3 million people. You know, 4.6 million voted. Oh, you want to test it now. You want to contest. You want to go back and count. Oh, now you want to start looking at it. Well, welcome to the party, pal. Anyway, H1 and S1 are omnibus bills that would change every American citizen's and foreigner's relationship to voter registration. Universal automatic voter registration has for years been a top priority of the institutional left. In fact, H.R. 1 would do away with any actual voter registration, make the voter rolls merely a copy of anyone already on a government list, such as welfare recipients and other Social Security beneficiaries. The bills would expand well beyond the federal entities like the Social Security Administration, Department of Defense, Customs and Immigration, elements of Health and Human Services. In other words, if they don't even need to implement, let's make it automatic for voters. When they don't, there's no requirement for signatures, there's no requirement for jurisdictional limits, etc. Everybody can vote everywhere. They've done it in a slick, in what would be the slickest way you can imagine. He says, naturally, a giant federal database would serve as home for this list of people who must be automatically registered to vote, whether they know it or not. It says, imagine the number of government databases in which your information is contained. Do your names and addresses match? Does Social Security know you moved out of your birth state? Are you married? Maiden names different? Do you get a driver's license before obtaining American citizenship? You can see the pitfalls. One person will be registered to vote multiple times with slight variation in names and perhaps greater variation in residence and addresses. Make it easier to get registered to vote through automatic registration from the government list might seem attractive until you consider the disaster of the universal auto mail voting we saw in 2020. Folks, I don't need to tell you anything more about this. You know what's happening. H.R. 1, S1, these are the top priorities of the Democrats, and it's meant to do one thing: to mitigate your vote, your voice.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Radio show
con Kevino Jacksones.
There was a homeless dude who lived on my corner dressed like Superman every day. Yeah, I shouldn't even call him homeless. That's kind of mean of me to say. I don't know his situation. He clearly lived on my corner. I guess he was roofless is the right term, because home is where you make it, and he made it right there. And he wore a Superman outfit every single day, and I walked by him whenever I could, because that shit will cheer you up. No matter what mood you're in, when you see homeless Superman, your day got better. Like, oh, even Superman has bad luck. I guess his weaknesses are kryptonite and ambition.
I can't help it. When I think of homeless Superman, I think of Joe Biden. Welcome, everybody. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson, the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Oh, my goodness. Hey, folks, thank you so much for passing the show along to other people and telling people about it. We see it. And I don't know how many people listen to the program. We don't keep up with that kind of stuff. We get a little check from Spreaker periodically. So somebody's listening and because the commercials are getting played. But I would ask you just to make it a goal. I can't say make it a goal, but we would ask that you like get one person a week that you pass the show on to. Just give them a link. Go to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, click on the listen in or whatever, and when you get that link, pass it on to one friend every couple of weeks or once a month or something like that. You'd be surprised. I call it incrementalism. Just help us to get things moving. Anyway, the Democrats do feel like Superman. They feel empowered, you know, because and they don't believe this, by the way, before I get into that. They don't believe that they're empowered. They're just going to take advantage of the big steal. They act as if they have a mandate, and they're praying that we don't fight back. I was on the phone with a young lady, Jamie, very sharp lady, CPA, and we were having a conversation about the number of people around you who actually think like you, but you know why you won't fight back? Because that small minority, that noisy little piece of the Biden types, they will dox you. They will do everything they can to get you fired. I was thinking to myself, I've never in my life wanted to fire something. You have to do something really egregious to get fired. Like you know, completely go to sleep at the wheel. But if you're just, we disagree philosophically or ideologically, I'm not going to go like, man, I'm going to call his boss and let him know this, or I'm going to get a bunch of people to do. I don't roll that way. And see, because we don't roll that way, there's no penalty for stupidity on the left. It's rare that we really get together and say, let's go after this person. And when we do it, it is because they are dead wrong. It isn't because of some perceived act or whatever. It is because we know with 100% certainty they're dead wrong. And even the leftists can't be mad at you for attacking the person. It would be like saying, we all attacked Anthony Weiner because he was sending nude pictures to underage girls on his cell phone. And we don't believe he should be in Congress. Let's all get together and make sure that a guy like that isn't in Congress. And the left go, well, why would you want to fight? I mean, that's just terrible that they go after Anthony. And yeah, it would be a legitimate reason. And for the record, if it was a Republican that did it, I would do the same thing. That's what I'm trying to tell you. So the left believe that they have this power because the power they have is they're vile, evil people who will take you even when you are right. Like the baker who says, look, I'll sell you cookies. I'll sell you cake. I'll bake you a cake, but I won't bake you a wedding cake. Oh, no, you didn't. You did not go there, boy. Do LGBT. We're going to go up in here. We're going to shut you down. You are a horrible person. And, oh, by the way, that religion thing is just so blasé. And they put this man out of business. That's just because. If I walked into a place and they said, Kevin, you can have anything in here, but we don't bake black cakes. I would be like, okay, well, give me that cake. You know, I'll spray paint it. Kevin, as long as he's not denying me service, which, by the way, he would be within his rights to do. Kevin, I'm sorry to tell you, not that he would say it this way, but if he says, we don't serve your kind in here, I'd go, okay, great. I'm going to let everybody know. You know, it wouldn't take more than three or four colored folk to go in there and you go, they don't serve our kind. We do a little write-up. Don't bother going to the Joe Biden country, Joe Biden D.C. bakery because they don't serve colored folk. And we get the word out. And black folks would just go. I mean, well, black folks would pick it and burn it down, the left. But civilized black people would say, just don't go. And a bunch of white folks would, too. And you know what would happen to Joe Biden's color? No, I don't serve colored people bakery. It would go out of business on its own. Because that's how we used to do things. Anyway, the Democrats appear to be winning. And I use the word appear because it's not the reality. They appear. to be winning. Let me tell you what they haven't done. They haven't killed your spirit. They think they can kill it in ways that I wouldn't choose to try to kill your spirit, and it's not working. And it's going to backfire on them with kids and everything. The reason why I was talking to Jamie is we were talking about this big event we're going to put together in North Carolina for SeekingEducationalExcellence.org, our school program, our 501c3 that pushes back on this whole nonsense in education. And I'm telling you, parents, the 74 million Americans or plus or more who voted for Trump are the very people that could be in this type of an organization and willing to support it. The Democrats don't want you to have a voice. The Democrat who serves as the chair of the House Oversight Committee has written social media platform parlay, which is really the way you say it. It's meant to be French, parlay, which means to speak. She says that the committee is demanding that the company Parlay reveal its investors and creditors. Representative Carolyn Maloney, a Democrat out of New York, wrote a letter to Parlay CEO Jeffrey Wernick stating, in the weeks leading up to the assault on the Capitol on January 6th, Parlay users actively took to the platform to call for violence and even civil war. And they, and of course, this is what we're in the midst of this stupid impeachment thing, because they say Trump did the same thing. Citing, quote, numerous Parlay users who have been arrested and charged for their roles, and claiming Parlay reportedly allowed Russian disinformation to flourish on its platform prior to the November 2020 elections, Maloney continued, individuals with ties to the January 6th assault should not and must not be allowed to hide behind the veil of anonymity provided by shell companies. That's what she's saying. In addition to the recent press report, the Trump Organization negotiated on behalf of then-President Donald Trump to make Parlay his primary social network, but it had a condition, an ownership stake in return for joining. These negotiations reportedly occurred while Trump was still in office, while experts have raised legal concern about anti-bribery laws. This is the stuff that these people are touting. Folks, let me tell you, they're not afraid of Parlay. They're afraid of you. They don't want any other Parlays to spring up. It doesn't matter who you are, they're going to come after you. Let me ask you this. How many people have committed crimes that are on Facebook? Do you really want to go there, Congressman Maloney? See, this is why I wish I was in these positions sometimes. I wish I had unlimited money and they would sue me, and I would go to court and I'd say, okay, great. We took a profile of all the people who have a profile on Facebook and who've committed crimes, and here it is. And I would have them bring in the truckload of manuals of pages, because Facebook has 1.5 billion people or some crazy number on there, which means it practically has every criminal on the planet. Do you know that the police use Facebook to look at young black dudes flashing guns, and they go, ooh, that's the same gun that was used in the crime. You can see it. It's got the gold handle of this little thing, an identifying mark. You really want to go there, Representative Maloney? Somebody says something on a platform and you got to be responsible for it. Let's see where we go with this with Twitter and Facebook and the others. Instagram. Well, we let them get away with this stuff. I don't know what the pushback is. I'm pushing back right now, but really? So they think they're winning. She thinks she's winning. She thinks she's going to get a consensus that says, oh my gosh, that's true. There were people saying those things on Parlay. And yeah. Well, you know what? If you feel that way, you're an idiot. Do you control everything happening around you? Because this black man doesn't think so. This is a lunatic world of leftism.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.